Chapter 7. Margot. Clementine padded into the kitchen, flopped down next to the stove, and went immediately to sleep, snoring and twitching her feet as she dreamed. Philippa opened cupboards, scavenging for a teapot, tea, and sugar, while telling me how excited she was to be in New Bern and how nervous she was about preaching the Christmas services. I thought she was just being modest. "I'm not," she assured me, opening a corner cabinet that held canned vegetables and peering into it. "Trust me, my sermons are nothing to write home about." "But," I protested, "your father is..." With her back still to me, she held up her hand. "Reverend Philip Clarkson, the preacher's preacher, I know. But there's no such thing as a preaching gene, and if there was, I wouldn't have inherited it. My parents adopted me at birth. Spending your whole childhood listening to brilliant sermons is no guarantee either. In seminary, I got a C in preaching, the only C of my entire academic career." "Here we are," she exclaimed and pulled two white ceramic mugs out of a lower cabinet. "Who keeps their mugs on the bottom? Do you think it would be all right for me to switch the flour and baking stuff to the lower cupboard?" Without waiting for an answer, she began removing all the mugs from the cabinet. She was petite, not more than 5'3", with a slim waist and thin wrists. She had a lithe build and moved gracefully even while wearing black fur-lined ankle boots. Her skin was dark, the color of coffee with a touch of cream. Her hair was blackish-brown, a halo of tight corkscrews that stopped halfway between her jaw and shoulders. She wore bright pink nail polish that matched her pink cable-knit sweater and charcoal denim leggings that stretched tight over muscular calves. Before tea, I had helped unpack the car. While carrying in a pair of skis, she told me that she loved